Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Thank you very, very much. All of you who've been writing these nice notes to me about some of the things that you found in the newsletter, That really means a lot to me. I work hard on that thing. If you've ever created anything like that, if you've ever cranked out a couple thousand words a week on something, you know how much work it is, and it means a lot when you, if what I've said means something to you, it's nice to hear back, and I appreciate all of you who have done that. And don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, like listen to thousands of archives and read hundreds and hundreds of articles, including some archives and articles that were conducted by and written by our good friend and our guest this half hour, Mr. Steve Martin. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. He's our profit pro in our business, in our brain trust, and he's our good friend. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And folks, what Steve and I are doing is working off of a list of key targets that you can focus on in your business to improve your profits. It's a list that Steve has in his book that really, if you take each one of these and once a week go kind of do what we're doing, is go down through each one of them and check them off and see what you can find, you would really improve your profit picture. And Steve, as you've heard me say before, these are examples of going after the, some of them are examples of going after the pennies. That's what we're going to talk about today. And one of my mentors told me once, if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
Well said, Jim.
And so that's number 14. Tell us about what number 14 is.
Number 14 is simple. It's reduce waste. But one of the keys for being able to do that, Jim, is to look through the trash. You know, look at what's being thrown out.
You're not talking dumpster diving here, are you, Steve?
Well, yes.
You actually are, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually am. You know, in our society, we go to an awful lot of trouble to make trash disappear. We have convenient containers by our desk where you can throw the stuff in. May even be a bag in it. Our trash bags, when we can, are opaque so we can't see them. We cover our trash cans, and we have our trash containers out behind our places of work that are covered, and we just don't go near them. It's something that's forbidden. But
you know, Steve, there's a new commercial out with Donald Trump where he drops a credit card into a dumpster.
Yeah.
Accidentally, have you seen that? And he dives over and he comes out with it with the thing, and he's all dusty, and some ladies walk by and say, "I thought he was doing better." So folks, you might want to just kind of maybe post some guards or something. So,
well, it's an excellent commercial, but the point is that what we throw away, we tend to forget about.
Yeah,
we don't think about it, and the whole idea here is, my point is, I'm challenging the small business owner to break out of the rut. So don't assume that everything's going okay, and just do a few checks to see what's actually being tossed out.
What would we be shocked to find might be thrown out in the garbage can?
You would be shocked to find your product being thrown out in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be shocked to find your supplies and materials being thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be shocked to find your corporate secrets.
Yeah.
Being
proprietary information going out as a sheet of paper.
Absolutely.
Instead of being shredded.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, what this all represents is the value of your company, the financial value, the material value, the time, the energy, the knowledge, and all of the people energy that goes into your product or service, whatever it is, can be found in some way, shape, or form quite often in the waste that goes out the back or even the front door of your place.
You know, one of the things I think, that, and this, folks, this will prevent you from dumpster diving maybe a little bit, and that is look at your own waste basket. And if you're the owner and you look at your wastebasket, if you find anything in there after you look at it, you'll get a little revelation about your own use of your assets. And if any of that shocks you, just count the number of employees you have and assume that they're not going to be quite as thrifty as you are. And that might make you have a little projectile sweat. Steve, what do you think?
Absolutely. Yep. Great idea.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. We're going to talk some more about how to prevent waste and increase your bottom line. 20 till. Stay with us.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Steve Martin, the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, tell us where that book is available and give us your website.
Jim, that is available at our website, which is profitpro.us.
Okay.
Profitpro.us. Plus, there's an awful lot of free information there, great suggestions and ideas on how to improve profitability.
Absolutely, folks. Whatever Steve has to say will help you with your bottom line, and that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about avoiding waste, eliminating waste. And, you know, Steve, you've really been talking about this for a long time. One of the early things that you and I talked about was how to look around your building and see things that are see your assets, see your money, your cash, your profit literally deteriorating in front of your very eyes. Not only waste, but putting something in a place where it can get damaged so that it becomes waste. You know, it becomes waste before somebody puts it in the garbage can.
Yeah, you make an excellent point, Jim. The damage to product that's in storage can be quite significant because you have so much time, money, and value associated with that product already, having purchased it and placed it and handled it and so on and so forth. And to have it damaged is a significant loss to an organization. And unless you have sophisticated means for tracking your inventory wastage, one of the simple ways to do it is to look at what's being thrown away. And you can ask whoever's handling your inventory to set aside anything that's damaged or obsolete. You know, that doesn't cost you anything. Just
right.
Have them set it aside so that you can see it even before its disposition is made on
mm-hmm.
it. And then you need to keep records on it. It can be just a clipboard with a sheet of paper. Just make a note on what you're losing, and that may give you some clues as to what's happening and why things are being damaged and lost.
Well, it could give you cause you to take action in say at least three different areas. One would be how much you order.
Yes.
Two would be how you handle things.
Yep.
And three would be how you store things.
Absolutely. Very simple things that you can do. You may find, for example, that you have a shelf in an area that has so much either foot traffic or forklift traffic that things are getting bumped into, and the simple solution is just to move the shelf or take
right.
it down.
Or if you're ordering 10 things, and before you sell all of them, two of them get damaged, maybe you need to order five at a time. And order more often. And, you know, if you think about it, just do the math. Losing those two things to waste, is that more than a UPS delivery expense?
Absolutely.
You know, maybe you're better off to have five order, instead of ordering once every 2 weeks, maybe you order once a week, and just do the math on what the freight and the waste costs.
Yes. With our transportation system these days, there's no reason why you can't keep your inventory down. You don't even have to rely on overnight shipments. You can get things in 2, 3, 4 days very reliably.
Isn't that the unsung innovation of our marketplace, Steve? The delivery systems that we have, isn't that something that's just unrivaled almost in the world, and certainly the thing that's helped the economy stay on a more even keel, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's just no doubt about it that it absolutely helps our economy run in ways that it has never been able to run before. And, you know, Jim, if you do rely on shorter delivery times, it's the old just-in-time delivery concept,
right?
Get things just when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need as much space. You don't need to have mm-hmm. that warehousing space. You don't need to have that material handling space. You may be able to reduce your rents, or in some cases, and I've done this with some of my clients, actually sell off property
mm-hmm.
that now becomes surplus, or
right.
lease it out or put it to other uses. So it's generating revenue rather than becoming an expense.
And all that happened because you started focusing on waste, perhaps.
Exactly. Yep. Don't waste your space. Don't waste your time. And don't waste your energy, and so on and so forth.
You got my attention. I'm sold now, and people listening are sold. But they're saying, "Yeah, but I own the company. You know, this is my money we're losing here. How do I get? I got 8 employees. I got 4 employees. I got 20 employees. How do I get them to take ownership in this avoiding of waste?"
Education is quite often the most powerful tool, Jim. Just helping them learn about what they're doing. Because quite often we get into patterns and routines, and I'm getting the job done, I'm satisfying the customer, I'm not getting yelled at by the boss. In fact, he's complimenting me or she's complimenting me, so everything's going just fine. So they assume that whatever they're doing, whether it's wasteful or not, is okay. So the challenge for the owner is to come in and help work with the crew, with the group, the team, to discover what might be improved. And that not only applies to waste, but anything in the operation. And if you can do things cooperatively, you can quite often engender a spirit of long-term cooperation.
Well, and one of the things I'd like to do when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about maybe some incentives, some ways that we can get them to take a little bit of ownership, and more than maybe some things, some ideas we can come up with more than just doing it because it's their job, although that's a pretty good reason right there. But we're going to talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Steve Martin, the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Tintel. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us. It's good to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We still got some good stuff for you. So you missed some stuff, but there's still plenty to come. Steve Martin's going to make sure of that. Steve is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. Just could not do without him. He's the guy that helps us make sure we can put more money on our bottom line than we already are. And Steve, we're talking about waste, how to avoid waste, and we got to have help, don't we? Our employees have got to help us avoid waste.
And absolutely.
Two things it seems to me that we got to do as managers. We got to do some MBWA, and that's what you said earlier. Look in your get waste baskets. I call, you know, as you know, that's what somebody came up with that term before. It wasn't mine. Management by walking around, MBWA. You got to walk around and see where the waste opportunity is. And if you get good at it, Steve, you can see it happening before it happens, can't you?
Yes, you can.
You can anticipate a waste situation.
Yep, you have to look at things. You have to change your mindset. We get into routines. We're working the business. We're satisfying the customer. We get, you know, our shoulders are to the wheel and our chins to the grindstone or whatever. But you have to dedicate your thought process to looking at what you're wasting for some period of time. One example, I've used it for years because it's a good one. I went into an operation that had been running for over 10 years and was doing well. and I had them save what hit the floor. I had them sweep, they swept the floor religiously to keep the place clean. I had them save it for a week. We analyzed it. I found 18% of the value in that operation was going out in the trash.
Wow.
18%.
Wow.
And it was invisible because people swept it up.
Right.
And it was only
a little bit
every day.
Yeah.
Or every shift when the work was done. It's insidious. Unless
you know, one
you
of the, I'm sorry,
look
please.
For it, you won't see it.
You know, Steve, one of the greatest things that's happened in the waste control area is the Oreo cookie. You know, they're finding all kinds of new ways to put the broken cookies in the food, ice cream, and if you get it, you can get a McFlurry at McDonald's. It's got little crumbles of Oreo cookie. They don't take real cookies and crumble those up in that. They take the waste.
Absolutely.
Hopefully hopefully they're not sweeping it up off the floor. But but who knows? But Steve, let's talk about what we can do. Can't we get our folks to take some ownership of this waste?
Yes, if you educate them and challenge them to identifying the waste that is around them, the opportunities for improvement, quite often, and I found this with most people, since they have some ownership in what's going on in the business, that they'll take action on it.
Yeah. Just point out to them that okay, you got to do the math for them probably, Steve, don't you? You got to say, look, you know, we're throwing away all this stuff. I've done the math, and I estimate that over a year's time, this is costing this company $5,000.
Absolutely, because $5,000 spread out over a full year appears to be a very small amount.
That's right. That's right. And so you can say, now that may not seem like a lot of money to you, but when it comes time for me to come up with Christmas bonuses and raises and buy somebody a new computer and stuff like that, we could use that $5,000.
Absolutely. The health of the company, the strength of the organization,
right.
As you say, longevity, job security, promotions, all of those things depend on how profitable the company is.
But you got to convert that for them, don't you? I mean, they're not going to automatically. That's something they're probably not going to do, is look down at that little pile of waste and say, hey, this is our future. They're not going to do that.
That's exactly right.
You got to help them with it, don't you?
Yes, yes. That's a critical element of it. So identify it, value it, educate, and then develop action plans for reducing the waste.
Mm-hmm.
This very simple process, and quite often it's the identification that's the most difficult aspect.
All right, folks, you got your assignment. Do a little dumpster diving today. Go look at your garbage as it goes out, and you know another thing is you can recycle. You can recycle the inkjet cartridges. You know, they don't give those things away.
That's a tremendous value.
That's another thing. Recycle too. You know, is another example of eliminating waste and not wasting a bunch of something you've already paid for. Steve, give us your website one more time.
ProfitPro.us.
ProfitPro.us. That's where you can get his book, folks. Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Thanks, Steve. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.